You need to understand this one thing with this existence. I think from day one I am going at you for this. Unless you do the right things will not happen to you. If right things have not happened to you, don't look here and there. Just look and see. You're not doing something right. That's all. It's as simple as that. People are not willing to come to terms with that. They want to think stars are not okay. They want to think something else is not okay. You just have to see if right things are not happening, you are not doing the right things. As simple as that. Both internal and external. This is the reality. I think recently when we were in the satsang, somebody said, Sadhguru, you are making us do all this yoga. But I read in the book, Ramana Maharshi said there is no need to do anything. Yes, I am also saying there is no need to do anything. If you are willing to do nothing, what doing nothing means to you? Ramana just sat there doing nothing. Mice came and ate flesh off his body. He did nothing. His thighs, where it was in contact with the floor, got infested with worms. They ate up into his body. He just sat there, did nothing. If you can do nothing like this, yes, you don't have to do anything. You understand? Otherwise, you better do something. He did nothing. Doing nothing? Totally doing nothing. Can you do that? For mosquito bites, you'll call 911. They just didn't wake up. They did the right things. Oh, they are all okay, they might have done, but you didn't do anything. How did it happen to you? The one simple thing, if you can do this much, this is all you have to do. Do not identify your intellect with anything. Starting from your body. Not as a man, not as a woman, not as a Hindu, not as a Christian, not as an American, not as an Indian, not any damn thing. If you do not identify your intellect with anything, this intellect will take you to enlightenment. That's all. If you can do that. Now, the Kriya is just a powerful tool towards that. Every day, it is like if you use the knife to cut something. Let's say you cut a cake or whatever, you cut a piece of butter. Some of the butter or the cake sticks to the knife, isn't it? Every day as you cut, too much sticks to it. Then this knife is no good for cutting anything, because too many things have stuck to it. If you know how to keep this knife clean, it'll cut through the existence and take you to its very core. Now, if you don't let your intellect be identified with anything that it touches, it's not identified with anything, you keep it just like this, it will just take you there to the truth. There's no problem at all. But just see how many things you're identified with. How many things. Anything you touch, you get identified with that, isn't it? If you sit on this chair for 3 days, you'll say, this is my chair. If I break this chair, it hurts you, it breaks your heart. Isn't it? Because you're identified with a million things, this has become an ineffective tool. It can't cut through anything. So, daily Kriya does this, slowly washes away the knife in such a way that this becomes just what it is. Then it'll easily cut through.